Dear Editor, in your recent editorial related to the CBC and its use of Twitter, it comes as no surprise that you would come to the defense of the CBC, as your paper and parent company Great West Media have likewise been generously subsidized by the Justin Trudeau government. As the expression goes, he who pays the piper calls the tune. Therefore, it wasn't surprising that your editorial concluded, in our newsroom's view, labeling CBC as government-funded media is a misnomer. The label implies the broadcaster as state-directed, which is very different than being taxpayer-funded. CBC reporters do not get their marching orders from the Canadian government, regardless of which party or prime minister is in power. It's an arm's-length institution, and its editorial independence from government lobbies is protected in Canada's Broadcasting Act. For a proper perspective of the true character of the CBC, I would encourage readers to watch the explosive testimony by Rodney Palmer, an award-winning journalist, during the Toronto hearing on day one of the National Citizens Inquiry, in which Palmer provided evidence as to how CBC in particular is not conducting news gathering, but, rather, they are focusing on propaganda. As he points out, what the CBC delivers is propaganda, and it has morphed into a state broadcaster. The type that is only found in dictatorship. It's sad that the Cochrane Eagle feels obliged to defend the CBC. However, as the expression goes, birds of a feather flock together. Ron Voss, Cochrane.